Thank you, Roger. Brian Noonan, 720 WGN, here until 7, then Karen Conti comes in. If you've listened to this show for any amount of time, you know we have talked about the Trotter Project before. We have had them in. They're a wonderful organization. They have a new event coming up next Sunday, the Trotter Project Beer Fest, in cooperation with Trotter Project, obviously, Old Irving Brewing, and so many more. We're going to find out all about it because Derek Hull is here. He is the executive director of the Trotter Project, and Trevor Rose Hamblin is here. Trevor, you are. What's your position with Old Irving Brewing? Are you the brewmaster? Are you just a head honcho? Are you just a guy who looks good in a beard? What's your deal?
All the above.
Very nice.
That's right, yeah.
Very nice. And I told you, I've been to Old Irving a few times, and I've always enjoyed myself there.
Well, thank you so much. I'm glad you enjoy it.
Yeah, first time we were there was on one of those barrel runs. Tours.
Oh yeah, for
and
sure.
Then,
yeah.
And then we've gone back since. So
that's awesome. We love our partnership with them.
Yeah, it's very nice. So Derek, welcome back. It's good to see you. Now, usually when we talk, it's for the Excellence Gala, and which the Trotter Project has been doing for a long time. But before we go further, before we get into all this, tell people what the Trotter Project is.
Sure. Well, thanks for having us on. This is our fifth anniversary for the Trotter Project, and we've been busy. This year alone, we went from 1 week of summer camp down in Englewood to 3 weeks of summer camp with the kiddos.
Wow.
Down there. And, you know, it just made sense for us as we're celebrating our fifth anniversary.
Right.
Let's go to the next big thing. And Trevor and I used to work together at Moto Restaurant.
Okay.
And we thought, hey, we both love beer. We both love food. So let's do the Trotter Project's first annual beer fest together.
And what is the Trotter Project? Because people who know the restaurant world obviously know the name Charlie Trotter.
Right.
We know his legacy. We know all about that. But what is the Trotter Project do?
Sure. So the Trotter Project is Chef Charlie Trotter's enduring legacy of a nonprofit. And what we do in a nutshell is we provide education and mentorship to underserved youth with a passion for the culinary and hospitality industry.
And you also provide scholarships.
We
correct?
Do. We actually had a bunch of students who just graduated this year. As I was mentioning to you before we went on air, I'm feeling very old.
Yeah, congratulations for that. It's got to be exciting because, you know, the project is created and you have these grand ideas and you give these scholarships and you wonder if they'll come to fruition, and obviously they're starting to.
That's true. Yeah, Jefferson Martinez Rodriguez is one of our first graduates out of Kendall College. He's now working at the Chicago Athletic Association.
Wow.
Just down the street here from the studios.
Yeah.
We've got another student, Nia Spencer. She is handy capable, as we like to say, and she just graduated out of New York Culinary School with her associate's degree.
Wow.
And now she wants to go on to her bachelor's, which is great.
So explain this summer camp in Englewood.
Oh, so the summer camp, what we did was we partnered up with the Maria Kappas Center in Englewood. And last year it was 1 week long with 15 students, and we thought, because we're only 5 years old, how could we take it to the next level?
Right.
And so we didn't want to add more students. There's always need.
Right.
But we wanted to make sure that kids were safe, kept off the streets, and really engaged with the culinary and hospitality industry. So we partnered up with our educational institution partners at Washburn Culinary Institute.
Okay.
And we created 3 weeks of summer camp. So
wow.
We did everything. It was fully intense from food photography. They went up to Lincoln Park to the Green City Market, and they learned to cook everything that they thought they never could. They made homemade pasta from scratch. They
really?
Made potato latkes from scratch. They used the basil and the rosemary from the garden, so zero food mile. And that's another exciting thing that we've done with the Montessori School of Englewood, one of our other educational institutions. A first of its kind, a farm-to-classroom movement, as the Trotter Project likes to say.
Yeah.
And so we've teamed up with the University of Illinois Extension Program and the Master Gardeners. And those Master Gardeners and University of Illinois Extension are in that school's garden with the students, with the faculty, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. And so we've actually literally created a food oasis and a food desert of Englewood.
That's amazing. And that people don't realize that is a huge problem, not only in Chicago, but in major cities across this country where
that's right.
People don't have access to fresh food. They've got, you know, maybe a little store at the corner where they can get, you know, Fritos and pop and stuff, but they can't go into a nice supermarket and get even just lettuce, any sort of vegetable. It's not there.
Right, right. And with the Trotter Project's first annual beer fest, what's so unique about this, it's on Sunday, August 11th at the Irish American Heritage Center.
Right.
Next week, it's going to kick off Charlie Trotter Days around the country, August 11th through the 18th.
Yes, I wanted to get to that because it's a whole week. Now, explain what are these days? How are we celebrating Charlie Trotter's legacy with
so
a week
people can,
of days?
Yeah, so people can go to thetrotterproject.org to find a full list of restaurants participating in the Chicago area as well as around the country. United Airlines, as well as getting in the game again this year, our founding corporate sponsor. And so people will be able to participate on the ground and 30,000 feet in the air.
Now, you've talked about, it's always fun. I like to, because airline food, well, it doesn't really exist anymore, but it's nice to get something quality when you're up there, whether it's a quality beverage or a quality food. Now, also at the first annual, the first annual Trotter Project Beer Fest, some of your graduates will be there, and they are going to be mentored by
some of the chefs,
Correct. That are there. So this is the continuum. This is the timeline that you want. You want these people to get these scholarships. You hope that it's a long career for them.
That's right. We want them engaged with community. We want them giving back, but we also want them to be learning from the seasoned veterans. And I think that's what's perfect about this with the first annual Trotter Project Beer Fest is you have the breweries in the game, you've got a bunch of the chefs, and then you've got the younger generation that are nurtured through education and mentorship by these chefs that are coming in for the Beer Fest next week.
And refresh my memory, that's the students who can be involved with the Trotter Project, is it high school age and up?
Or so anybody can get involved. We're primarily focused right now in Chicago and the west and south sides of the city. However, our scholarships are open to anyone who's interested and has a passion for the culinary and hospitality industry. We've got three different subsets of scholarships.
And again, it's trotterproject.org. You can get all the information on that, what they do and everything. All right, beer fests are probably... You can't swing an empty pint glass around this city every weekend without running into about three or four beer fests. They're very accessible. Is that what you were? Is that what one of the goals of this first annual Trotter Project Beer Fest is, to do something that people love these things?
Absolutely. You know, for us, it's a little bit simpler than that. You know, Trevor and I have worked together in the years past at Moto Restaurant in Fulton Market, and we've always tried to find ways to work together. Old Irving Brewing has always been a big supporter during the Trotter Project's Charlie Trotter days, and with him as the master brewer and behind the, you know, at the helm over there, we thought, how can we take it to the next level?
Yeah.
We thought, let's do a beer fest.
Very nice. And the Irish American Heritage Center, for those who haven't been there, is a fantastic venue. I do a lot of things up there. It's at 4626 North Knox Avenue, so that's where the first annual Trotter Project Beer Fest is going to be happening. All right, Trevor, so you guys have a past. You've worked together, you and Derek, and that's, you know, so now you're going to collaborate. How is it? Because the beer community is very tight-knit. In the years that I've been talking to different brewers, you guys are a tight group. Is it an easy sell to talk to some of these other breweries and say, hey, man, we're doing this at Old Irving with the Trotter Project. Do you want to get involved?
Yeah, actually, the community is very supportive of one another. We share secrets. We share ingredients.
Counterproductive. The secrets
part. So, right?
Yeah. Keep the secrets.
But we do share a lot in our communities. We even have like a Facebook page where we borrow things from one another constantly. So, you know, if I tell them that I've got this amazing thing, an amazing cause happening, everyone rallied.
Yeah.
Pretty much everyone I contacted was in for it, unless they were out of town and couldn't participate.
That's very cool. Let's take a quick break. Then I want to find out more. We're going to tell people more about Old Irving. We're also going to tell them more about the first annual Trotter Project Beer Fest. You can go to eventbrite.com and then enter Trotter Project Beer Fest. That's where you can get your tickets. They're only $35. That includes tastes of beer from these brewers. It includes bites from these fantastic restaurants. All the proceeds are going to the Trotter Project. You'll get to see some of the students who have benefited from the Trotter Project scholarships as they work in conjunction with the restaurateurs. It's going to be a great thing, and it's all at a very, very cool facility, the Irish American Heritage Center. It's next Sunday, August 11th. It starts at 1:30, and it runs till 5, so, you know, Cody and I may have to hit it up before we come to the show, which will make for an interesting couple hours after we've been beer festing, but it's for a great cause. So we'll talk more with Derek Hall, the Executive Director of the Trotter Project, and Trevor Rose Hamblin, Master Brewer and Chief Cook and Bottle Washer. He's the man at Old Irving Brewery. We'll talk more with the guys in just a minute. It's 720 WGN.
In some of my songs, I have casually mentioned the fact that I like to drink beer.
Mm-hmm.
This little song
that is true
is more to the point. Roll out.
We could let it roll forever, because I'm sure Trevor Rose Hamblin, the master brewer at Old Irving Brewery, knows all the words to that song. Derek Hull is also here. He's the executive director of the Trotter Project. The first annual Trotter Project Beer Fest is next Sunday, August 11th, at the Irish American Heritage Center. It runs from 1:30 to 5. You get beer tastings from how many breweries are going to be there?
10 total breweries.
10 breweries. You get bites from how many restaurants are going to be there, Derek?
About 10 or so, yeah.
10 restaurants. It is wonderful. It's only $35. Those ticket proceeds go to help the Trotter Project, provide scholarships, provide summer camp, provide all sorts of things for young people who want to get into the culinary industry. You'll see some of the past scholarship winners there who are working with these restaurateurs. It's going to be a great event at the Irish American Heritage Center, 4626 North Knox Avenue. To get tickets, go to eventbrite.com and then put in Trotter Project Beer Fest. You can buy your tickets right there. And you guys, Derek, you had a big stroke of luck. You already made a ton of dough from a contributing sponsor before you even had to pour a beer.
Yeah, before I even walk in the door. We got a great contribution from our presenting sponsor, Helios Construction, right here in Chicago.
Good for them. Thank you, Helios. All right, so Old Irving. How old has Old Irving Brewing been around, Trevor?
We're about to celebrate our third anniversary.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
That's very good. So were you always in the beer business, or did you come, a lot of brewers come from somewhere else, but beer has always been their dream? What's your story?
So I would say I've always been a beer drinker, especially because I used to be a chef. So in my past life, where Derek and I met at Moto Restaurant, I was a chef for a time until we did some cross training. Then I became front of the house, and then eventually the general manager, and then Hamaro Cantu, the chef's kind of right-hand man.
Okay.
Right there. So that's one of the many reasons that the Trotter Project is so near and dear to my heart.
Right.
I would say that definitely this industry has molded my whole entire existence and has really perpetuated what I've decided to do for the rest of it.
It's an industry that does allow growth from within, right? As you said, you started out in one position and now you've evolved into a totally different kind of guy.
That's correct, yeah. So I've just kind of taken the lessons that I learned from the kitchen and then put them into how I run a business and also how I make beer.
And what sets Old Irving apart? Because I know, as I mentioned, I've been there, I enjoy it. What do you guys look for? Do you have one style or one way that you kind of approach things?
Well, you know, I would say on the business side, it's definitely more of like a modern business idea where we kind of try to promote our employees, make them feel good, because without them, you know, we have nothing. So we try to make sure that the employees have everything they need. It's an 8,500 square foot space. It's kid friendly, so you'll find some children playing in the back on the bags, as I'm sure you've seen. We have a dining space that's kind of separate from the bar area. We do take food very seriously because of my past and because of my history with Moto and things like that, and going to culinary school and all of that. So we have our own bread baker. Comes in every morning, makes all of our bread fresh.
Nice.
A lot of my beer, I do use some culinary ingredients in some of them, but I also have some that have more of a straightforward approach as well. So
now you brought one in that we're sampling now. Which one is this? This is
Beezer.
Beezer.
Mm-hmm. This is a double dry hop IPA with Citra and Mosaic, also known as a hazy or a New England IPA.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what sets the New England IPAs apart from the West Coast IPAs?
Sure. A classic West Coast style IPA is going to be a lot more bitter. You're going to get a lot more like pine and resin, and it's very bitter. You know, there's not as much balance. And then you've got the East Coast IPAs, which we're started to kind of help people get into IPAs who maybe weren't IPA fans before. There's less bitterness. We don't boil the hops, which actually contributes to all the bitterness.
Okay.
And then we also balance it out with a little bit of sweetness. The haze is just kind of secondary.
Just happens?
It just happens because of the way we do our dry hopping and the fact that we use like 40% wheat.
I'm one of those people. IPA is always too bitter for me, but people start making the dry hopped ones, it cuts it enough where you still get that hoppiness, but it's not overpoweringly bitter.
Exactly, and that's what we want. Yeah.
So who else besides Old Irving is Beezer one of the ones you'll be pouring next Sunday at the Beer Fest?
Absolutely, we'll be pouring Beezer, and then we're actually also doing a special beer the day of with Dark Matter Coffee. It's going to be a coffee orchata white stout. A lot of fun. They actually infuse the hops inside the beer into the coffee beans itself, and so we'll be debuting that. And then I did bring a few other beers here, a couple others from some friends. I've got the Charlatan from my friends at Maplewood.
Okay.
This is more of like an American style pale ale, but definitely we call it like the Midwest pale ale. It's like not quite as bitter as a West Coast, but still really beautiful and fragrant. And then friends right down the street from us, this is Twisted Hippo, as you can see why they're twisted.
I've heard of Twisted Hippo. It's a beautiful can. Somebody actually said, oh, you got to talk to Twisted Hippo. So tell me their story.
So Twisted Hippo is a couple, Marilee and Carl Rutherford, just amazing people. They have been very small brewers for a long time. They've been contract brewing, and then they eventually actually got their own standalone brew pub. And this one is actually their farmhouse ale called Old St. Augie's. And there's hippos everywhere when you come into their space. It's very pink and green, and you can actually see the hippo on the can there.
Yeah, it's a great can. Well, the bees are that's I think when brewers started going to cans as opposed to bottles, the art on the labels is phenomenal. It doesn't matter. You walk up and down the aisle at Binny's, or you pick up a four-pack at your local brewery. The art on the labels is terrific.
Yeah, we're always trying to outdo one another. Yeah. Who can stick out more?
And what was the third one?
This one is actually another one of ours. This is called Della. This is a little more approachable. And we sell a ton of it at the pub. It's a Kolsch-style ale.
Okay.
So crisp and clean, and something that you can throw back at a barbecue party.
And so now we're approaching the end of summer, when, as a master brewer, I know you've already planned out what's coming for the fall and winter. What changes or what new brews will be coming to Old Irving?
So every year we celebrate our third anniversary with an Oktoberfest.
Okay.
Usually on the 21st or the 22nd for the whole weekend. And we brew up our Oktoberfest. So I get it in the tanks and I get it lagering for a long time. It's a Märzen, so it's a little bit maltier. So that's a great entry into fall.
Yeah.
And so we'll be doing that. We're going to be doing some stouts, in the, around Christmas time. I release Krampus Cookies, which is a barrel aged stout with vanilla and cocoa nibs. And then I add a bunch of other fun ingredients.
I had some of that last year.
Oh yeah. It's it's good.
Not for the faint of heart.
That's correct. Yeah. You can only drink a small amount. Yeah.
Which is fine. You know, you don't have to have a lot of something that's good. Is that good. You can pace yourself.
Dark beers are coming. So,
you've got, Old Irving is going to be there.
Yep.
Cruz Blanca is going to be there.
Our good friends, yep.
Dark Matter Coffee, because they're doing the in collaboration with you for the White Stout. Mm-hmm. And explain a White Stout, because people think Stout, they go back, you know, most people know Guinness, very dark.
Yep.
And so a White Stout, what can they expect?
Way, way back when in England, actually, stout was any beer that was like over 5%, was considered a stout. So that's the original style. We call it a stout because it has a lot of like the flavor components without having like that roastiness, that chocolate from the dark malts.
Okay.
So it comes out usually a little bit sweeter, less hoppy, usually adjunct forward. So we'll add, you know, like in ours, it's cinnamon and vanilla and things like that. So if you were to close your eyes, you might almost think it's an actual stout.
Ah.
So that's kind of the idea. It's just different color.
Yeah. Very nice. Forbidden Root will be there. Eris Brewing and Cider House will be there. Haymarket Pub and Brewing. And the aforementioned Twisted Hippo.
That's correct.
So we're going to have all these wonderful beers to sample. We have to have, Derek, some sort of food to go with that, because at some point we have to get on the blue line and leave the Irish American Heritage Center after the first annual Trotter Project Beer Fest. What restaurants are going to be there?
So that's the great thing. So a lot of these brew pubs that are with us
also do food.
Are doing the food as well.
So are you doing food as well?
Correct. Yes, we are.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, because I know you guys do food. Cruz Blanca does food.
Twisted Hippo
Haymarket does food. Oh, okay, yeah.
More.
So everybody's bringing their own. Mm-hmm. And are you... Is it a conscious pairing of the food with the beer?
That is correct.
So what will you be pairing with some of your... Or is it a secret?
If it's a, it's a secret.
I don't want to spoil... No spoilers.
Yet to be revealed.
Yet to be revealed. Yeah, chef's working on it.
I was going
to
say, in other words, you haven't thought of it yet.
We're still in the experimental phase. We got a week. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're still trying some stuff out.
When you're doing, in general, without spoiling, when you're doing that, and you... Let's use Beezer as an example. Okay, so you're going to be pouring Beezer at the fest. What aspects of Beezer are you looking to bring out in food, or what food are you trying to see this will complement this aspect of the beer?
Usually when I think about pairings, I think about one of two things. One, where does the India Pale Ale come from? Well, it came from the East India Trading Company and the routes between England and then India.
Okay.
Right? So a lot of the food that would have been paired with this hoppier beer would have been Indian, so spices. Also, it's a little bit sweeter, so I think some spice to complement that sweetness. Mm-hmm. And then also there's a little bit of that like citrus appeal that also complements spiciness. So I would probably just venture right there otherwise. You could also even go with something a little bit lighter, like some kind of salad where you've got some, you know, orange supreme or something like that that can really bring out the juiciness. Put some goat cheese on there, and that's going to really stand up to the sweetness of the beezer too and the citrusiness.
How much of being a brewer and a chef is also being kind of a mad scientist?
A lot of it, yeah.
Because when I talk to brewers and chefs, the things that you guys all come up with, the men and women in this industry, it's, I'm going to use some, you know, I don't know, hibiscus, and I'm going to put it in a beer. Like, what?
Yeah.
I call those, it turns out great.
Yeah, I call those shower thoughts.
Okay.
We even named a beer after the shower thoughts. When you're in the shower, I have a pen and paper in the shower that's waterproof, and I literally take notes in there because that's when the ideas come to me. So, yeah.
Give people the address for Old Irving.
It's 4419 West Montrose Avenue, Illinois.
Very close to the expressway, very close to public transportation. I think there's a bus stop right out front.
Yeah, there's a bus stop, and there's also right off the Montrose Blue Line stop.
So check out Old Irving. But you need to check them out next Sunday,
August 11th,
at the first annual Trotter Project Beer Fest. It is going to be a wonderful time. Derek, did we miss any of the details? It's August 11th. It's 1:30 to 5 at the Irish American Heritage Center, 4626 North Knox Avenue. Tickets at eventbrite.com. Search Trotter Project Beer Fest. $35. You get beer samples. You get food samples. You get to know that you're helping out a wonderful cause that is giving scholarships to young people who want to go into the culinary industry. Maybe one day they will be working alongside Trevor. Maybe they will become master brewers, or maybe they'll just work somewhere in the restaurant business and have a lovely life and career and then be able to give back to their community. Either way, the Trotter Project is helping people do that. Did we cover it all?
You covered it all. Tasty, fun with a purpose. Thanks.
Tasty, fun with a purpose. I didn't get the tagline. That's really good. That's why you're the executive director. Tasty, fun with a purpose, which should be also the tagline for this show. So thank you again to Derek Hall, the executive director of the Trotter Project. Trevor Rose Hamblin is the master brewer and the man at Old Irving Brewing. You can go to Old Irving Brewing. What's your website? OldIrvingBrewing.com?
That is correct.
And go to trotterproject.org to get all the information on the Trotter Project in general. Eventbrite.com to get tickets to the first annual Trotter Project Beer Fest next Sunday. Don't miss it. If you see Cody and I wandering around, don't call our bosses and tell them, hey, they went on the air after they were at a beer fest. That's not going to work out very well. But, you know, we've done it before. Gentlemen, thank you. Good luck with the event. Derek, I know we will talk again. And Trevor, I know we will be running into each other at various things. So good luck next Sunday.